formula. In the summary paper. And then they were Sahita and Father and very busy. Has given Prabhupada has given one lecture, which is downstairs here. Taken as introduction to this book. So, that one full lecture is given in this book. So, we will just summarize some of the points of this book. This will be the first paragraph. There is Indian man. Today's subject matter is the teaching of the Veda. What are the Veda? The Sanskrit verbal root of Veda can be interpreted previously. But the purport is finally one. Veda means knowledge. Any knowledge you accept is Veda. For the teaching of the Vedas are original knowledge. In the commission state, our knowledge is subjected to many different. The difference between a conditioned soul and a liberated soul is that the conditioned soul has four kinds of defects. The first defect is the immersion commitment. For example, in our country, Mahatma Gandhi was considered to be a very great personality, but he committed many mistakes. Where in the last year of his life, Gandhi was, he is a Muslim born, Mahatma Gandhi, don't go to the Delhi meeting. I have some friends, and I have heard that there is an angel. But he did not hear. He persisted in going and he was killed. Even great persons like Mahatma Gandhi, President Kennedy, there are so many of them make mistakes. To err, to sinner. This is one defect of the conditioned soul. So well, Prabhupada has given in this particular broad definition of Veda is the knowledge of the original knowledge, the main one. All knowledge what we are saying here, they are all coming from Veda. All coming from Veda. So, yeah. There is nothing
There is nothing in outside Vedas.
And to obtain perfect knowledge, one must take study of the Vedas. Otherwise, you cannot take the Vedas. So, so Prabhupada is saying about four defects that you know. Simple. What is that? Brahma Pravaji Pramista. That is, see you commit mistakes, you go do them, you cheat, and that's an imperfect practice. So these are the four, and we have many examples of that. But we cannot, now, whoever else in his life has also given many examples. Those who commit mistakes, that we always throw back to Mahatma Gandhi, Kennedy, they also made mistakes. It's not that everyone is, when a person is self-realized, or is beyond three modes of materialism, or is Mahabhagavata, then only he can be out of this defect. Because until he is in the verificatory process, he may commit mistakes. That's why it is said that even the mistakes committed by devotees unknowingly are not counted so seriously. Because they know that to take center of Krishna is the only goal. And abhijay pundurācāro bhajate māvānandā. They can have peace in the world. Very short time they think Krishna is out of. So in that way the mistake is there always, any ordinary person commits mistakes. Illusion. We see something else. Generally, we believe something else, we see something else, it's something else. You know, the reality is different. We get illusion, my body, my wife, my friend, my brother, my sister. It's all illusion. Okay, so reality is different. But we get, part of that. Then through imperfect senses, we see something, we cannot see the what's going on in the next room. We cannot listen to somebody there, we cannot listen there. We see the sun as a small bit, the sun is far bigger than that. So there are many examples of this imperfect senses. And what is the next one? Last one. Cheating. We always cheat people. We can't lie. Prabhupada has given this. The four defects prevent any conditioned soul to attain perfect knowledge. One cannot attain the perfect knowledge without taking center of the Shabda Pramana. There are different Pramanas. Pratyaksha Pramana, Anuman Pramana, and Shabda Pramana. Anuman means to imagine something. Anuman. He might have done like. Some people are foolish. They believe in this imaginary process. That is called mental concoction. Just concocting something. Perhaps many theory. All Sandishai and that is also not perfect. Sabda Pramana is a higher evidence than Anuman and perfection. And Sabda Pramana is Vedas are axiomatic facts. Axiomatic facts are in the dictionary you mentioned. Axiom means a self-evident. The Vedas are axiomatic. Axiom means a self-evident or universally accepted truth, a maxim. Second meaning, an established rule, principle or law. Third meaning is a statement or proposition
requiring no proof, as a self-evident, self-consistent, or accepted principle. This is from Riddle Rajesh, illustrated by Tatlubari Krishna. So, this is the meaning of axiom. So, that is Vedas are accepted to be Satya Pramana. So, Prabhupada is also giving how, in his lecture, he is giving how this Satya Pramana is always better than Anuman Pramana. It's giving various examples that you can read in the book. There are various examples. Then it's telling about the ascending process and descending process. Ascending process is our process is descending process. We get center of the Vedas and we accept the truth. And ascending process means do something with a limited scientist, with our own effort, with our own strength, to try to understand something. That's ascending process. But a third knowledge should be received in a descending process. Aroha pantha and avaroha pantha. We are avaroha pantha. And the Mayavadi or scientists, and they are all avaroha pantha. They cannot understand the different person is correct. So, the original source of knowledge is the Veda. There are no branches of Veda knowledge, either mundane or transcendental, which do not belong to the original text of the Veda. There are no branches which do not belong to the original text of the Veda. They have seemed to be developed in different branches. They were originally rendered by great, respectable, and learned professors. In other words, the Vedic knowledge is broken into different branches by different disciplined successors, has been distributed all over the world. No one, therefore, can claim independent knowledge beyond the Vedas. This is from Purport of Srimad Bhagavatam. So, this is the main summary point of Vedic knowledge. Today I was just trying to find one file which was giving the tree how Veda Gaga is just existing for more minutes if I can find that file. How the Vedas, the Krishas, Sainkas and everything is, you know, coming from which, how the whole tree is there. First what happened, what are the first Vedas and second what happened? What are the others and just curious back on the eggs all that. Come to the invocation. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamadachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva. So, very auspicious mantra. And this is the, you know, everything is like, you know, the concept of completeness. 1 plus 1 is 1 and 1 minus 1 is also 1. That is the way of Krishna. Everything is complete. Prabhupada describes the entire book. So, the person is God, perfect and complete. And because he is completely perfect, all emanations from him, such as this phenomenal world, are perfectly equipped as complete whole. Whatever is produced of the complete whole is also complete in itself. Because he is the complete whole, even though so many complete units emanate from him, he remains the complete balance. This is what actually is the complete understanding of the complete whole. So, Prabhupada, in the first paragraph, Krishna Prabhupada says that Lord is complete. He has three different understandings. Brahma, Paramatma, Bhagavan. Brahma, Shakti, Purva, Shakti, Purva, 1.11, 2.11. Vajanti, Shakti, Purva, Shakti, Purva, Jnana of them, Brahma, Paramatma, Bhagavan, is complete. That is complete. God is complete. It is not like Mayavadi people, they say, that Brahman, they are limited to Brahman, they do not believe in Paramatma, they don't believe in Bhagavan. But Bhagavan is complete, everything what is humanity for him is complete. And sometimes there are many theories of Mayavadi. That you can just, Prabhupada is given that Supreme Personality of Godhead is the complete realization of the transcendent. Brahma, Paramatma, Bhagavan is the complete realization of the transcendent. So in other words, Srimad Bhagavatam, sometimes it's called Harivas Loka. Harivas Sutra. That particular sloka that one is Eti Chantarana. That particular sloka that gives the whole name of, whole essence of Srimad Bhagavatam. Because if you see, the whole Bhagavatam is coming in that. Eti Janta Kala Punta Krishna Stu Bhagavan Swayam. He is the one. And all the other incarnations are coming out of him. And whenever there is a requirement to protect the devotees, take incarnation. So, that is the whole, you know, the subject matter of Srimad Bhagavatam. It comes again and again. And in similar way, for Brahmati Paramatma ki Bhagavan ki Shabda, that is also giving the idea of how he is complete realization. He is the complete, absolute truth, the Lord. That truth is a three features, Satchidananda, Brahma, Paramatma, and Bhagavan. So there is a form. Krishna is not formless. Krishna is a living form. Brahma means such eternal. Paramatma is knowledgeable. And Anand is Bhagavan. So Brahma, Paramatma, Bhagavan. Three different aspects. After describing Krishna as Satchidananda Vigraha, the Prabhupada picks up on the theme on Vigraha form. He is another argument that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the most complete realization of transcendence. If the person of Godhead was formless, like Brahman, then the absolute truth would lack something that exists within the creation and would therefore be incomplete. It would be incomplete otherwise. For example, I can take good Rasgulla, I can eat good Rasgulla. But if God is having no tongue, then he is incomplete. I am having tongue, so I am more complete than him. there is a false theory of Mayavad. Prabhupada says that something is offered to Krishna, he will eat it. But he will leave everything to you as prasadam. That's God power. He will eat everything. He will give you everything back as prasadam. That's something. Taking everything, but still he gets everything. So, because he is complete, the creator, he has no defect. Krishna has no defect. If you take the whole complete from the complete, that still is complete. Here is a glass of water. I am drinking it bit by bit. But the water is filled, this is no longer complete. It is so complete that just like a sun, heat is being distributed for millions and millions of years. Still is full of heat. Here, yeah. Unless the electric power is there, it is not complete. But there is a power in the sunshine. Now, everything is coming out of electricity. But that is because of sunshine. There is complete. So, there are many millions of universes, each of them having a sun to conduct their business. All these suns are created by someone. How complete he must be? You can just imagine, that is God. God is not just a cheap thing. People become God, I am God. These are rascals. What can they do? They are bluffers. They do not know what is God. Here is God. Pronamada. He is the complete. The whole creation is complete. Energy is coming from here, so it is complete. Like ocean. You take buckets and buckets of water from the ocean. But still, ocean is having the same surface. There is no change in the ocean. In the same way you put tanks and tanks of water in the ocean. Tanks and tanks of water in the ocean, but ocean is again same. It's not changed. You might have seen there is a lot of rain there, that the river comes, starts flooding. But there is the same rain is there on the ocean. It's still steady. There is a complex. That is an example. Lord is like that. If you plus something, okay? You minus something, okay? Then, Prabhupada is talking about the form. One should not think that if you make small pieces of it and then distribute them, then there is no paper left. The idea is the Mayavadi idea is like this, that if you break something in pieces and it is divided, distributed, like we are particles, soul and the spirit soul in the particles. When it is cut and, distributed, then, everyone. But if you break them into pieces, but he is never lost. He is the same person. But now these people, they think that God is nowhere, now he is there, because everything is distributed, all the souls are distributed. When you get liberated, you go back to the original source. When everyone will come together, then God will again exist. This is the bogus theory. That is the first example he gave. The second example is, did you know Kalaka? So, second point is universe is complete. First is God is complete. Second part is universe is complete. The next paragraph is Prabhupada says, universe is so complex, there is no scarcity of energy. Everything is provided, so nicely managed. Everything is so nicely managed. That's Foolish people only say that God did not make everything, you know, the creation proper, but he is perfect. The universe is perfect. A perfect arrangement of God in the universe. He is also complex. And God is giving some example that Krishna has made provision for every one of them. There is no question of scarcity. And the world is complete and real also, it's not false. Brahma Sasidharani said, and also Prabhupada said, that's also false. We are trying to be enjoyer of the world, there is Maya and there is Kamiksha. But actually, the world is not Miksha. Then second example Prabhupada is giving, I'm just taking the example for you, you can read. Another example Prabhupada is giving that, if you fly by the plane, it's around 600 miles speed. You know, when I used to fly in the plane, domestic flight, they say 900, you know, kilometers per hour. That's all, 900. It's so much speed, 600 miles speed. And Prabhupada says that then you have, you know, so many jerks. When it starts, then you feel some jerk. Then there is some bump in the air, and when you come down, that time also there are a lot of jerks. The problem is that this world is moving in the speed of 25,000 miles, you know, per hour, something like that. It's moving, but you know, it's something like when the plane is in the sky, then you feel normal. Nature, you know? Then you can walk, you can move around, that's simple. Because you got the speed, your body has taken the, you know, proper position. But this world is made in such a nice way that it is also moving in such a big speed, 25,000 per hour, 25,000 miles. But we are so easily taking or doing our all things, we are moving here and there. Not only that, we are using our vehicles here and there. We are doing all the normal activities. We take sleep and everything. But still, we do not feel any problem. But it's moving so fast. If you want to understand how it is moving, then you, for example, if you are traveling from India to USA, then the sun, you start in the morning and you reach in the evening, but you travel 24 hours. 20 hours, 24 hours. But if you start in the morning and you reach US in the evening, but you travel around 20 hours, you can understand that movement. You are also moving, you know, the earth is also moving. That's what is moving. But still, it's so perfect. The world is so perfect. That's it. The gigantic body is moving. All planets are moving. Even the sun is moving. That we cannot perceive. We have some of the examples of what is doing. Then, and Prabhupada is saying about God has created enough food for everyone. There is no scarcity of food. Everywhere there is enough food. It's because of our problem, you know, food is, we make it. Discovery in the society. Then, Prabhupada says, yeah, he's given the example of water. When you require water, it's so complex that you cannot take water by yourself. But God is so kind that He can do everything. There is a big ocean, big reservoir of water. A lot of water is there. But even though you are thirsty, you cannot drink it. You have to take shelter of the Lord. Then the Lord will take the water from the ocean and it will go to the clouds and will come in form of rain. That is the way of God. So he can do it. Everything is under his control. Universe is so perfect. The idea is that the God is perfect, so his creation is also perfect. There is no fault in his creation. So that is coming, the perfect is coming out of, complete is coming out of complete. There is also complete. So one must not misunderstand that this material world is the only complete thing. And that's why we should try to stay here forever. This is incomplete understanding. That's what Prabhupada says. Others will say they are perfect now. Although they are in a fallen condition, they think they are perfect. That is Maya. Krishna is maybe perfect, there is no doubt about it. They said some of our students, all of them, they debate. Oh, so what is that? Either our movement is imperfect or they are imperfect. What is imperfect? Because by misusing your the independence, you are imperfect. My Guru Maharaj used to say that in this world there is no scarcity by the arrangement of God, but the only scarcity is this Krishna consciousness. People are not Krishna conscious. They are materially conscious. They are sensually conscious. That has to be. That is my mission. People should understand the science of God. Unless we cooperate with the Supreme Lord, our life is backward. I have given the example many times that a screw that has fallen from a machine has no value. But when the same screw is again attached to the machine, it has value. Similarly, we are part and parcel of God. Without God, what is our value? No value. We should again come back to our position of attachment to God, then we have value. This is the second point. The third point Prabhupada has given in this book, right? First one, what was the first point?
Everything is complete.
God is complete. First point is God is complete. Second was his creation, universe is complete. And third is, this arrangement is complete for the devotee. He has made a complete arrangement for the devotee. Very nice arrangement. Krishna has given everything to for his devotee. If you love Krishna, you can love your society, your country, your community, your family, your husband, your wife, your children, your friends. And in this way, everything will become complete. If you love the complete whole, then you love the whole world. That is the idea. When you love independently, individually, then there is a frustration. And when you love the whole, the complete whole, then you love everyone. But you will not find any frustration. That love will never end. And that is so complete that even that love you can distribute. Still you will not, have any loss. It will remain the same. That is the complete. And Krishna says, Prabhupada says, that Tesham Satata Yuktanam Vajatam Sadhiva. There is another word, those who are engaged in devotional service, Yogakshema Vahami. I take personal charge of everyone who are engaged in devotional service. As far as they are concerned, we have to pay a $2,000 for, installment and $2,000 properly saying, but next is not. We have to pay this per dollar now. At least monthly we are paying $3,000 to $4,000 in those days.
Prabhupada was there. And Prabhupada said, still we are moving here in Italy. Yeah? Prabhupada said, you ask someone to pay $3,000 to $4,000 a monthly rent, you know, they will not sleep, they will not be able to sleep at night properly. Still you will find that we are moving so easily, we are so, you know, free, we are having, without any anxiety, they are fully surrendered. You see the Kalvi, they will not be able. But still you will find, Prabhupada says, you should read that. There is none. In the whole of Los Angeles city, you cannot find such beautiful faces, such bright faces. You cannot find anywhere. This is complete facility provided by the Lord. If you want to take advantage of your life, Krishna consciousness, then there is a complete facility. Come to the practical point, there is no theory, it is all practical. Experimental. That is what Prabhupada has given. The complete understanding of the complete. Few more points, I just on the same point, but I'm just a summary. The material universe runs in a fixed and complete cycle of time. The jiva souls are completely in relation with Krishna. The completeness of the individual soul is different from that of Krishna, and it is not based upon total self-sufficiency. Rather, acting in his relationship with Krishna, the soul seeks completeness as a natural part of the complete whole. When the soul feels the complete match, then it is again connected to the Supreme Lord, to the complete whole. And it feels the complete. Because we always feel empty, you know. The rest of Krishna consciousness, when we are, disconnected from the Lord, then we feel incomplete. When you are connected to the Lord, then you feel the real. Otherwise, you will feel always empty in your heart. That is also mentioned here. Finally, Prabhupada translates Om Purnamada. Om, Prabhupada translated Om as Supreme Personality of Godhead. Om. The word Om is translated as God. There are many references out there. You can see Bhagavad Gita 7.8, how Om is God Himself. Then you can find Chaitanya Charitamrita 7.128, which also says how Om is there. Then, let us read the first sloka, or the first mantra. And we are going very fast. I don't read all the things, right? First mantra. Gita Vashyamidam Sadam Yatkim Sid Jagatyam Jagat Yena Chakstena Bhunjitha Ma Judasa. Vedic knowledge is a haste. Everything animate or inanimate that is within the universe is controlled and owned by the Lord. One should therefore accept only those things necessary for himself, which are set aside as his quota. And one should not accept other things, knowing well to whom they belong. Actually, this is very nice, but once you remember this, I think from the three verses, which are also a length of the skin, so it is down there. So, Vedic knowledge is the highest evidence. Earlier we discussed about all forms of incompleteness are due to incomplete knowledge of the complete soul. In our invocation, as we are heard.
Now, Vandana one discusses how the living entities can again regain their sense of completeness by acting in relationship with Krishna. And this is called Ishavasya consciousness. But we have to develop this Ishavasya consciousness. But this one is the highest evidence of understanding reality. How? By this knowledge, the transcendental are powerful and is transferred through the disciplic system. It is thus above the four defects that we discussed earlier, that Prabhupada has given in detail. But how is it? The Ishopanishad is a part of the Yajurveda and thus contains authorized knowledge about proprietorship of all things in this universe. All things of this world are Krishna's energy, either material and spiritual, all belong to Krishna. All doctrines on the distribution of material resources must take the Lord's proprietorship into account. Like communism and capitalism argue about the base system of the ownership by the state or by the people. Unfortunately, because they both fail to understand that the ultimate owner is the Supreme Lord, they are still considered thieves and are liable to commit communism and capitalism. So when you take something which is belongs to somebody else, Ishavasya consciousness means everything belongs to Krishna, nothing belongs to me. Whatever is under my quota, that only I am this. I can take. I cannot take usurp somebody else from other property. So for example, grass is the quota of cow. Grains is the quota for us. Wild animals or some other animals are the quota for the, you know, all the meat is the quota for wild animals. So we are not supposed to usurp anybody's quota. If we are trying to eat meat, then why not we are trying to eat grass? Because we are just following our senses, following our tongue. That's why we are trying to eat some other quota. But when you take some other property, that we are called thieves. From an individual level to the universal level, when you try to assert somebody's property, you are called thieves. So, this also mentality should be developed. This also mentality is to understand God as a full, complete proprietor. He is the real proprietor of everything. So, let's say, in the teachings of Lord Kapila, mentioned that Krishna consciousness moment, it is that everything belongs to Krishna and that everything should be utilized for Krishna's benefit. He is the beneficiary for everything and it's to our benefit that we come to this knowledge. If one realizes that everything belongs to Krishna, one becomes the greatest Mahatma. Being a Mahatma does not mean that one wears a big beard and particular type of dress. No. Awareness must be there. Whatever we should be, whatever we have should be offered to Krishna. Actually, mantra 2 is also there. Not separate. The presence of God. We should think, Krishna, you have given us so many, many, many things for our maintenance. This much now acknowledgement Krishna wants. That's all. Otherwise, what can he accept from you? What are you in his presence? We should not acknowledge, we should acknowledge Krishna's kindness. Therefore, before we offer our food to Krishna. Krishna, you are going to put a nice food. First you taste. Then we eat. Krishna is not hungry. Yet, he can eat the whole world. Then again, for me, it is exactly as it was. Like immediately, Yasodama, he could hold the world in his mouth. So, there are many examples given here. I don't read the whole example. Just like we are sitting in this house, somebody has given to us. Similarly, everything belongs to God. That is this self-realization. My body belongs to God, my mind belongs to God, my intelligence belongs to God, my I am spirit, so I am part and part of God, therefore everything belongs to God. Everything belongs to God. If you don't use it for God, then you are called demonism. That's called demonism. That's thief mentality. So far, it's a clear understanding. All. Everything belongs to God. First, you said our whole body, our small, all. You know, limbs, mind, intelligence, senses, tongue, or head, hands, legs, all belong to God. And we are spirit soul, we also belong to God. Part and part. So everything belongs to God. Some are in external life, inferior energy or superior energy. And that is devotion. So we are in the church, so surrender to Krishna. In India, when there was a partition, Hindus and Muslims fought, when both of them died, lay on the street and called out, now whose land is it? Nobody is right. Nobody is right. God's land will remain here. He simply fight. That is my land. That's my land. These are all paraphernalia for all users. Probably we make the example here. So, everything belongs to Krishna. There is the question of material. There is nothing material, everything is spiritual. But we do not know how to use it, therefore it is material. When you forget Krishna, you forget the proprietorship of Krishna upon everything, that is material. That is the invention of Goswami, that when the Krishna is submerged. That is the fact. What is Isha was the consciousness? The Lord never says we stop first, never to suggest Arjuna's friend was Lord Krishna, but Krishna never said he is God himself. He is the Supreme Personal Godhead himself. We never told Arjuna, I am your friend, I shall supply all your necessities, you don't need to work, you stop. No, he never said that. Rather, Arjuna was declining to fight, but Krishna is inducing him to fight. So on the spiritual platform, there is no question of stopping work, no question of stopping work, but work for the spirit. That's all, Isavasa and Nandana. With God upon you. Everything belongs to God, not yours. You are not the doer. Don't say that. I want to fight, that's why I'm right now. Because I want you to fight, that's why I'm right. People simply learn Krishna consciousness movement and everything belongs to Krishna. This much is mind, this much is Krishna. Not like this. Sarva means everything. It's also known as Sarva. Not that something is nice and good, Krishna. No. Simply we should use as much as he has allotted to us. Then there is a peace and prosperity. Without any difficulty, otherwise, you go on adjusting your material conditions and time will take away everything. But when you will die in due course of time, whatever position you will have will be placed. It's okay, I'll be dead. I am looking at everything. Krishna also said, I am supposed to grow, I am the master of everything. So what chastising is, even if a Sikh was there, he was saying, I am great, I am the master of everything. No. But nothing they came and within a second everything was finished. Prahlad Maharaj remained the same. Prahlad was not finished. So Prabhupada said, Prahlad, nothing will change, you will never finish. Spiritual community, some concept is spiritual communism. Because when we are presenting our without a consciousness to the communism people, communist people, then Prabhupada is giving the word spiritual communism. Spiritual communism means this understanding will lead to perfect communism. Communists think in terms of their own nation, but the spiritual communism instructed here is not only nationwide but universal. Nothing belongs to any nation or any individual person, everything belongs to the Supreme Person of Godhead. That is the meaning of this word. Atma Vatsangam, Isha Vatsangam, Atma Vatsangam. Whatever existing within this universe is the property of the Supreme Person of Godhead. Then, Prabhupada said, the other day I was reading the paper, Moscow News, there was a Communist Congress. and the president declared, "We are ready to take others' experience to improve, their experience to improve." So I think the Vedic concept of socialism or communism will much improve the idea of communism. For example, in the socialist state, the idea is that no one should starve. Everyone must have food. Similarly, in this Vedic concept of waste household life, it is recommended that a household of sea, even a lizard or a snake, living in his house should not starve. This is communism. If anyone is still angry, he should come and declare out. Please come, food is ready. If there is no response, then the proprietor of the household can take his life. Modern society treats the people as a whole, as a proprietor of a certain state. But the Vedic conception is, everything is owned by the Lord. You may enjoy what is allotted to you, but do not encroach upon others. So these are some of the points about spiritual communism. Just like father's property, each and every son has got the right to live under the father's protection. This is called spiritual communism. If you take more, then you become financial. That's the law of nature. The Prabhupada says the king's duty is to act as the representative of Krishna. Otherwise, what right does he have to take so much honor from the citizen? Manarasi was formerly present in every country, but because the king rebelled against God and violated his law, because they tried to assert the power of God, did not act as his representative, the monarchies of the world have nearly disappeared. So, these are some of the points. Morality of you. If you follow morality, you will get good results. But why is your morality? Because you are disobedient to God. In the beginning of your life, you are immoral. You are disobeying the greatest authority. There is another story of a gang of thieves who stole property from different houses. And once they had left the village, started to divide the booty amongst themselves. Once it said, "Please divide it morally, huh? So that no one is cheated." Now just imagine the property stolen. Where is the morality? But when dividing, they are thinking of morality. The basic principle is immoral. Where you can find morality? Similarly, according to Vedic conviction, everything belongs to the God. It is his property. The whole planet is called property. The whole universe is called property. But when we claim that this is my property, then where is morality? If you claim another property as your own, that is morality. And they always, you know, people always, you know, declare, you know, there are so many people there, so they call Krishna is immoral. But nonsense, they are born immoral. So what says they are born immoral? Since the beginning of your life, you are immoral. You are trying to claim the property of God is their own property. So, when you think of this, everything belongs to God, then the devotional concept is that when you think of Krishna, everything belongs to Krishna, then you are prepared to go anywhere. You are prepared to put in any condition of life. Your only desire is to always remain under the protection of the Supreme Person. I am prepared to take a bird as an insect bomb. I am not interested to take birth. If I am surrendered, I am not correct. I am prepared to go to hell. It's because hell is all creation of God. Everything belongs to God. there is nothing, you know, inauspicious for the devotee. Everything belongs to God, and they are always taking, everything is spiritual for them. And they take everything for the Krishna's pleasure. Everything, they are prepared to do anything for Krishna's pleasure. Like the gopis, they are prepared to take the dust, they are prepared to give the dust of the lotus feet for the pleasure of Krishna. So, and that is the concept of devotees. They take everything belong to Krishna. And for his pleasure, for the master's pleasure, they are prepared to do anything. And the second mantra, it is said that who has this concept, who believes this concept without the consciousness, will ultimately go back home back to God. So for devotees, when they are living without the concept of life, they will always go back home back to God. But this without the concept should be taken thoroughly by the devotees. That even in the coming to Krishna consciousness, we may again feel some bodily attachment, some, you know, possessive nature, certain things, certain posts, certain people, we may be possessive. But again, the concept should be clear. It's ours. Everything belongs to God. So, our world belongs to God. Krishna consciousness movement belongs to God. Our whole Guru Parampara belongs to Krishna. We are also belong to Krishna. Everything belongs to Krishna. Everything should be for the pleasure of Krishna. That is the real idea. Krishna pleasure. We have taken introduction, invocation, mantra, and meditation.